More to the music with Sidewalk Prophets here on Hope 103.2. Hey there, Erica with you. And in the studio right now, I have communicator, writer, speaker, TV film reviewer, Mark Hadley. Welcome.
I always sound bigger when people do that. So I think, like, then I look at the mirror and I just go, yeah, I'm just a normal guy.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, Mark, welcome and thank you. You've got your author hat on today.
That is.
And you're here to tell us all about your book, Friends. Can you tell me a bit about it?
Yeah, look, I want to begin by saying this book is actually another joint work between Nathan Lee, who's a fantastic illustrator, and myself, assisting with words and stuff. And basically, Friends is a children's book about trying to teach kids what friendship should actually look like. I think in Australia we have a bit of a problem that we sort of know that we have friends, but we're often not sure how we're supposed to behave towards them. And we kind of know more in the negative, that when somebody goes and behaves in a bad way towards us, we sort of say to ourselves, that's not quite right, but what is it? And when we're teaching our children, we want to teach them what good friends look like. So this is a story about a panda. Nathan and I did a story together called Home, which is about this skateboarding panda.
Yeah.
And it was sort of released a few months back, and we sort of got a good run on from that. We were very excited about that. So we started this new one. Home was all about what it means to belong somewhere. Mm. Friends is about being aware of friends and what it actually means to be in a friendship and what does it look like. And I think that's because kids today really struggle. So we have basically an idea. There's this panda who has some good friends, and then he makes some new friends.
Yeah.
And these people are doing the same things. He loves skateboarding. They love skateboarding. He starts to hang around them and everything seems to be perfect. But the pressures they put on him to be different.
Yep.
And in fact, the complete lack of concern they show for the way that he feels and how he struggles creates this sort of crisis in him. They're his friends, but why doesn't he feel there's anything friendly about the way they're related? You know, and so eventually he realizes that the secret to friendship is the person who is far more concerned with what you need, you know, than what you deserve or what you're giving to them. A person who's made you the end rather than into some pleasure for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this, as you say, it's not just a children's book. It's a beautiful story about friendship. What is your insight? Because I love your insights. I was just telling you, I love your reviews in the morning with Aaron and Erin. There's always the story behind the story. Now, in this, what is your insight about friendships today that led you to this?
To be honest, I have to tell you a little story. Do you mind?
Yeah, go. You know, you go.
Look, people who know me know I have three kids. We have my wife and I have three boys, 10, 8, and 3.
That's a big house.
By the way, that's not actually their names. We just like to refer to them. 10, 8, and 3 is an easy way to point them out. They know who that we were talking about then. Our boys go to school like most kids, and our middle child, Elijah, came home one day, and he was telling me about how his best friends were calling him Fatso. And I was going, and so I struck as a parent, you know, you sit there going, these are the ones that he values. Mm. These are the kids he values and he plays with. I want to be careful about how I muck around with his friendship.
Yes, yes.
But at the same time, I don't think he's recognising what friendship really looks like,
yeah.
You know, what friends do for each
That's
other,
right, yeah.
Or how friends treat each other. And so I was thinking about this, and Nathan and I were catching up and we were talking about new book ideas, and we sat down for lunch and I said, well, what do you think about this? And Nathan actually had some great thoughts. We played with the idea. He developed this idea where this a contrast between I had this idea of bad friends. Nathan came up with this contrasting idea of this other good friend who would sit in the background and wouldn't be noticed until actually you'd notice him by his behaviour than more by what he said.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and so you end up, if you look at the Friends book, there's this cheater who comes into the story who's always there in the background, but you don't really notice until, and in fact, Panda doesn't notice him until the contrast between this friend and those friends. You know, so I think that when we realise that kids, just as parents, like every other parent out there probably sitting around today going, you're confronted with emotional and teaching situations all day long, and you think to yourself, I'm unprepared for this, I wish I just had, and I thought to myself, well, look, you're a writer, do something, you know. And so it was, and Nathan, you know, thankfully is one of the best illustrators I've ever met.
Yeah.
You know, and his these these stories are built on characters which he constructed. So yeah. Panda, there's a giraffe called Jerome, Leon, a lion who likes nature photography,
yeah.
The elephant and all so forth. All these characters come from him. And so we've built these stories all around them.
Yeah.
And I sort of figure that if you are a parent and you're struggling and you want to have a way forward, it doesn't have to be a degree in psychology.
No.
It doesn't have to be a 500-page book on, you know, parenting today. You can take a children's book that has some notes for you to help, and you can read your kids a story that is constructed with the right idea of friendship in it.
Mark, we weren't going to do this, but can you stay around a little bit longer? Because I want to talk to you. No, this is spontaneous, people listening. This is completely spontaneous. I want to talk to you more about this, and then we're going to talk about how people can find the book. Is that okay?
I'm happy to.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Hey there, Erica with you, and I'm very excited to be joined in the studio right now by author Mark Hadley. How are you going, Mark? Thanks for staying.
Happy to stay around. Happy
now,
to stay around.
Mark and I were only going to chat for a while, but we get too carried away because this is an awesome topic. I think parents need to know more about how to help their kids be a good friend, all that kind of stuff. But let's just get to the nitty-gritty. Mark, what do you think is the philosophy, if you will, of friendship, and where's it kind of come from?
Yeah, I wish I could say that, oh yeah, I'm this brilliant guy who sat down and worked out the five basic elements of friendship.
Sure.
Or something. But no, the truth is that I and Nathan, when we were writing this book together, we really didn't have to look far to find a decent model for friendship. We're Christians, and so we looked into the Bible, and the Bible has some amazing things to say about friendship. Firstly, friendship is a really important relationship. You know, God is not ashamed to refer to himself as the friend of people, you know, and Jesus, the friend of sinners. You know, you've got this idea that it's actually a relationship that we think a little too less of and that, you know, God thinks a lot of. And the responsibilities of friendship are being there in all sorts of time and being aware and being honest with each other and being open, like opening yourself up to other people.
Not something you really hear about a lot of
because
today.
It's in stark contrast to the way that movies and television programs present friendship to kids. Friendship in television and film is very much about what you give to me.
Yeah.
You make me feel special.
What I can get out of
you. Very much. You lift me up. You make, you know, you are the wind beneath my wings.
Me.
Exactly. Yeah. And in our book, Nathan, when we wrote Friends, in our book, we find that this panda character, skateboarding panda, realizes that a real friend is the person who is getting beneath him, who is actually looking to serve him. And he finds that all the people who are cool looking and all the people who are exciting to be around and all the people who do some of the things he does, you know, all very similar to him, are actually not very good friends because in the end they're not concerned about him.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
More about what he can do and not who he is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so we looked into the Bible to find that. Now, obviously, as Christians, we know that the person who is far more concerned about what we need than what we deserve was Jesus.
Yep.
And so when we looked at that, we said to ourselves, what does Jesus look like in a kid's book for friends?
Mm.
And so we built this character, this cheetah who seems to be not terribly important but moves more and more from the background into the foreground till you realize that he's actually the friend that Panda needs.
Awesome.
And in the end, we find out, the one thing we find about friends is that we become better friends. We get better friends by being better friends.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so that's the sort of thing. But if it's all too hard for parents, I sit there sometimes and I go, oh gosh, I know I'm supposed to be teaching something. I know I'm supposed to be doing something. We put some cheat sheet notes in the back of
the
book.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. When I first read this book, I was like, this is brilliant. And then I turned the page and went, this is even better, because there's an entire page for parents to read and to help impart a little bit more than just the story to kids.
Yeah.
How do you find that works? Do you?
Well, look, the first thing is that a kid's book is a kid's book. It's meant to be enjoyed.
Yes.
So this is not a lesson plan.
That's right. They need to get a mark out of this.
Oh, my goodness. Now I not only have to read the book, I have to pass an exam. No, it's not that. What it is if you read a little bit about friendship at the back and you know what the Bible is trying to teach about friendship and you know what good friendship looks like, then when you just read the story, you know how to read it.
Yeah.
You know what is important. You know what you're picking up. Sometimes, I don't know, like every parent, you turn the page and go, oh, that was the important character.
Yeah,
I should have said something about that.
Look, we're not all, like, not every parent's a genius. We need help sometimes.
Well, what we've put in the back is a little bit of an explanation a couple of questions
yep.
so you could ask your kids just to start a conversation, because isn't that what it's all about?
Absolutely.
Talking to your kids. You can't teach something
yep.
with one lesson.
Yes.
You basically model it and remodel
hopefully by
it.
By they're 18.
And maybe if you're lucky when they're 25, they come back and go, yeah, that wasn't so bad.
I got that. Well, can I just say on behalf of parents, thank you for writing this book. I am a parent with a child at school who comes home constantly with questions about friendship and about this person said this and did this. Thank you for this tool. And I'm going to give you about 6 or 7 other topics I want you to cover, if that's okay.
Sure.
Now, just as we go, how can people grab a copy of this book?
Well, actually, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I've got 2 spare copies in today.
Woo-hoo.
How about you give them away? So there's the first
thing. All right. First thing here, anyone who's listening, get on the Hope Mornings Facebook page and write to me, I want this book, and I will send it to you.
So send friends. I want friends.
I want friends. We'll know what you mean. We'll know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay. And look, if you want to get a copy for yourself, they're going on sale shortly at Koorong.
Yep.
They're available at my publisher's website. So that's growingfaith.com.au/panda.
Sweet. And okay. for anyone who didn't quite get that down, I'll put it on the Hope Mornings Facebook. Mark, thank you so much for
it's
coming in. Sorry to keep you longer than you expected.
No, it's okay.
But next time, plan for it.